your doctor recommended regular dose of conspiracy theory.
Yeah, now we get to the root of it.
It is entertaining.
And find something that might
be. Anybody got in there after the planes hit.
Stand up and fight back.
Other than the government story.
Negotiated with Iran to hold release of the hostages.
J. Edgar Hoover and...
Welcome to the ATS Review from AboveTopSecret.com.
Popular conspiracy theory discussion board, giving marching orders to the Tinfoil Hat Brigade for 7 years.
Right, it's Sunday, October 15th. This is Simon Gray, and welcome to ATS Review number 6. Now, as you can tell, hearing my voice, this is a special edition. We've got all three neighbors online. Joining me on Skype is Springer.
Hello, Simon, and welcome to the nightmare.
Yeah, good to have. Somewhere out there as well, we got Skeptic Overlord.
Here he is. This is the Skeptic Overlord. Yes, it's fantastic to have all three of you here today on the podcast. We have an interesting show, sort of a break from the typical format. We're going to cover the Ask the Amigos that we missed from last time. And this time we'll have the incredible joy of Simon being involved. And Simon started a thread, what if Simon was in a podcast, and he'll be answering some of the member questions there, and then we'll probably just shoot the shit about ATS and what the future holds.
Recommended by 4 out of 5 extraterrestrials.
First off, welcome, Simon, to the... nightmare that is, technically speaking anyway, our little podcast.
Well, we've been going, 30 seconds? It sounds pretty good so far.
Oh, yeah.
I feel sorry for him. He's an ATS Review virgin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this could get ugly, but it's going to be beautiful because for the first time in history, as we said before, all three of us are actually on one digital line. That's never happened before. Not even on a telephone or anything. I don't think all three of us have ever spoken to each other once, have we?
No, I think we tried a while ago, but it didn't work. I think Skeptic balled out of it like a little girl, didn't you?
I was busy. I was busy. I had stuff to do.
Yeah.
I might have been making that up, but, you know, I think I'm right.
Hey, it sounded good anyway. Actually, this new technology that we're using, the last one, I've got to give you a bravo. Skeptic Overlord. That last review sounded great. I know it's a lot of work, but wow, I think we're on our way.
It's worth it for you, man.
Got that right. All I got to do is sit here and sip and smoke and talk.
All right, speaking guys, I got a confession.
What are you drinking?
Wait, Simon had a confession. I think you missed that.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I didn't hear him.
I didn't hear the last review.
Oh,
I'm going to cry.
Was that the one where you were singing happy birthday to me? Or,
that was two reviews ago.
Was it? Okay, I heard that one. Thanks very much for that, guys, as well. I appreciate that. But yeah, number 5, I think I started listening to it at about 1 in the morning.
He fell asleep.
And I just had to hit the sack. I was too tired.
Well, it is recommended by 4 out of 5 doctors as good sleep aid.
It's wonderful sleep aid.
Wonderful sleep aid. William Winsack told me you put him to sleep many times.
It's just awesome. It's better than Ambient. Ambient, is that the sleep aid that's all over the TV around here?
Yeah, Ambient.
Yeah. So, the big question, as always, at this part of the show is, what are you drinking?
Well, let's start with Simon.
Oh, right, let's see. Well, in front of me, I have Jack Daniel's Silver Select. It's a dash of Coke.
Man,
you know, it's a special occasion, so I thought I'd break out the most expensive Jack Daniels I had. So, why not?
Well, yeah, in honor of Simon, I grabbed a nice UK beer, Samuel Smith Oatmeal Stout.
Nice. Not bad, not bad.
I thought it was a good beer for lunch. After all, it is noon here.
Well, and since it's before noon here, I've got some fresh ground coffee. A splash of Maker's Mark in it just for the occasion.
Yeah, he's just saying that.
Something different.
He says coffee. It's Irish coffee.
Really. Yeah. Well, actually, it's redneck coffee. Whiskey, Irish whiskey and coffee would be Irish coffee. Good bourbon and coffee is redneck coffee. There you go.
time to play Ask the Amigos.
Okay, we missed this segment in our last podcast without Simon, so it's kind of cool that we get a chance to run through the Ask the Amigos now with all three of us. And apparently some of these questions look like they're going to be rather hard. So I guess we'll
okay,
just...
Okay, I'll just... I'll be back in about 10 minutes, guys.
And what do you know? Smirkley kicked it right off with a question that maybe all three of us can comment on. As the North Korea events evolve, and North Korea either apparently seems to be moving toward either international isolationism or, on the other polar view, forced dependency from the international community, how does this affect ATS potentially? I suspect, as many most likely do, see the NK evolution as long-term event that will be headlines for quite some time. Do the Amigos foresee adding a new category, supporting this as a new current event or possibly a new forum?
We actually talked about that potentially creating a new North Korea forum last week, I think. Probably because we read this question, but I don't think so.
No, we didn't read the question, but I think we commented that it was one of the questions as we were talking about it.
In the Ask the Amigos thread anyway, there's been quite a few questions specific to the North Korea sort of current events. So, I mean, who knows, it may come up, but we've created... forums specific to other large current events. It's definitely an important one, and however this affects ATS, it's definitely going to be one of the top subjects being discussed this week and for a good few weeks, I would suspect.
Yeah, and it's difficult to pigeonhole into the right forum at this point because it's not quite war on terrorism, and that seems to be where a lot of the threads are cropping up, even though I guess the best place for now is the current events forum.
I think that Kim Jong-il's hair definitely qualifies as terrorism.
That's true. Oh my god.
Oh man.
What are those things you guys get in America? You get those hair trimmers where you stick the vacuums on it and it just sucks the hair up and it chops it off. I think he's had one of them. Put a little hairspray on it.
Yeah, but I think they took the cutter off and just left the vacuum where it just stands straight up. That guy is something. We probably are going to have a forum for it. I suspect, unless, you know, they just blow themselves up or. Who knows what could happen? I mean, that is a crazy situation that's going on, and I'm amazed that we haven't stepped in yet with Big W at the helm.
Well, we keep drawing red lines, if you notice.
Yeah.
Okay, this red line, no more. Oh, well, okay, here's another one. How's that? Well, how about another red line? Jesus.
What is the perspective over there, Simon? Just to talk in the street.
To be honest, everyone outside of the United States sees Bush as a maniac. Well, at least from my view anyway, and the people I've spoken to. The guy likes to take things into his own hands. He likes to avoid the UN. He likes to do everything by himself with his close advisors. And everyone sees it as completely ridiculous. Now, in this instance, I think he wants to do as much as he can to make North Korea out to be one hell of a bad country, so he can either start another war or, you know, just take things into his own hands and look like the good guy.
Well, I wonder why they moved back on their requirements for the UN resolution, because it's not the original hard line they proposed. They appeased especially China and Russia in the revised resolution. So I wonder what the motives are in this case to be more collaborative with the UN.
Well,
or at least to appear to be more collaborative.
He certainly is a unilateral mover. I mean, this guy will, you know, I mean, when God talks to you, I guess you think that you're, you know, doing the right thing no matter what, right? So I think that he's realizing he's got to play with the UN, because if he pisses off China and Russia, we're screwed. I mean,
that's for sure. Okay, let's move on to the next question. There's two other questions here that are North Korea specific. And I think we've addressed the gist of those questions. Next, Wolf of War jumps in, and this one might be a little fun. Out of all the conspiracies out there that have popped up on the site, which one do you find the most humorous, and why?
Man, is that easy. How about we are COINTELPRO agents, the three of us right here?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. I got a better one.
You got a better one?
What I found one that we had a few, years, one quite a while ago, that crops up every now and again. And Skeptic and I are the same person. How the hell is that possible?
Yeah.
Isn't there enough evidence that we're two completely different people living on different sides of the world?
Some
guys just can't get that out of their head. We've got to be the same person.
Wow.
Well, all three of us have site names that begin with S, too, don't forget.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was another good one.
The ATS could mean all the S's, couldn't it?
That's right. You know,
I will say, though, that in Manhattan, I did see two of you. So.
Well, that was later in the day.
Whiskey.
Yeah, the whiskey, the cigars, all that beer.
Oh my God.
Even though those two really crack my ribs, I'm still going to go back to what makes me laugh every time I think about it is the hologram conspiracy theory that the planes that hit the World Trade Center were holograms. I can't even
talk
about it.
You're
going to
make Spencer angry.
It's as possible as anything else.
Okay, moving right along.
Hold on, guys. I think there's a hologram flying outside my window right now. So. Nope, never mind. It's just a bird.
Okay, let's close off this with one more question. How much is the doggy? And he's always good for a couple chuckles, I can say. He has a question titled, "Why does Star Trek hate the Irish?" Just finished watching another fantastic episode of Star Trek, this time Voyager. I don't think it's that fantastic, the Voyager series. But anyway, where the Irish are portrayed as horse and cart driving gypsies mired in the 19th century, what is it and the American entertainment industry that thrives on stereotypes? Do people in America seriously believe we are like that? English people say, "At governor," and have bad teeth, and German people all wear lederhosen, and the whole world speaks English. When media...
The whole world speaks English.
So why does Star Trek hate the Irish? And I think Simon has a comment on this.
Why do they hate the Irish? I have the slightest idea, to be honest. I think they hate the Irish.
Well, Left Top Secret loves the Irish. I want that known.
Aren't they just the same as the British? Isn't that... Simon, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just keeping quiet. Go on, you babble. I'll listen.
Babble?
He doesn't want to touch this one with a 10-foot pole.
I have to agree, though, that... wasn't there one original Star Trek episode where the dude that cracked on the ship and almost... made them land into the star. Wasn't he Irish? Wasn't he going crazy in the engine room?
No, yeah, I was trying to think of a single episode where I can remember some Irish guy that was so stereotypical.
Finnegan. Wasn't his name Finnegan?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about.
That's right. Yeah, he flipped out in the engine room, and he wanted ice cream.
Ice cream and Bailey's.
That's right. There you go. So I guess we can just pass this off as just the U.S. media sucks.
Well, the entertainment industry in America definitely does play up the stereotype. And I think the big reason
is because Americans are stupid.
Thank you. The common denominator is when they're creating a movie or an entertainment piece like that, they have to think, you know, God, they won't really figure out he's Irish unless we dress him up like one and, have him pushing a wheelbarrow full of whiskey.
Right.
I really think it's that sad.
Otherwise, it'll just be some European, and we won't really know who it is.
One of them four-enders.
Right.
God almighty.
Lowest common denominator saves you every time.
Now that we've done that Ask the Amigos questions, let's move on. We got some Ask Simon questions here. If I actually do a podcast, which amazingly I have. Now, let's just have a quick scroll through the questions. Right, let's go off with the first one. Chisler asks, is Simon Gray your real name? Yep, incredibly it is. No aliens, nothing gray about me apart from a surname, so that's that. There's nothing fantastic about it.
I gotta say, though, that it's the perfect name for the founder of ATS. It's just awesome.
Yes, you've got the British Simon, like Simon Tinkler, and then you've got the gray for the aliens. My man, you've covered it all.
Right, and the name Simon could just be completely made up as some sort of acronym for something evil. It's just it's perfect.
And I wish that...
What can you come up from Simon, though? There's nothing in there, is there?
We can come up... I'll bet you... let's invite our members to come up for... posting as replies to this thread, evil acronyms for the first name Simon.
Sinister, indignant. Okay, I'm lost.
Right. All right, well, you guys think about that one. Second question from Chiz, let's get that one off the bat. If you could change one thing with ATS, what would it be? Very simple, get rid of trolls. Okay, let's...
We certainly see our, at least this time of year, or every 2 years, the U.S. political trolls just inundating the forum with crap.
And by every 2 years, he does mean every 2 days, by the way. Okay, well,
I guess Springer doesn't have anything to say about that.
No. I do UFOs.
This coffee does that to you.
The whiskey. God, I thought it was whiskey.
I'll tell you what, we got a question here from one of our mods, UMGaz. I'd like to hear how you became interested in alternative topics. How the internet brought you to create AboveTopSecret.com. Well, I guess I started my first website back in 1996 on one of those free web hosting jobs. And everyone was creating web pages about themselves, you know, like my page, all about myself, you know, what my dog likes to eat at 2 a.m. So I thought I'd do something different. I created about something I found interesting. I did it about Area 51, I think it was. It's just, you know, the weird base out in Nevada and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, from there it just grew. I put in a few of the topics I liked. Occasionally I'd get an email from a small amount of visitors saying, you know, can you do something about Roswell or do something about Project Blue Book, something like that. So it just expanded into aliens and UFOs. And it just grew and grew, and now it covers, hell, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's...
I think we should do something about aliens.
Yes.
We should find I thought about doing something about aliens, but I'm pretty sure that Springer may have covered something from the Alien Forum a couple reviews back.
Yeah. Oh. You know, here's something that I've just cracks me up. You know our contact ATS button? I mean, you brought this to mind when you said that, you know, you get requests to do something about aliens. Do you guys not love the ones that we get? Can you please turn the satellites off that are controlling my brain? God.
And our listeners and members should know that we get several of those a month and sometimes a few a week.
I'm talking with Gary Babelet, the CEO of a disinformation publishing company, and I told him, I said, you know, we've got a book just in these emails that we get. And maybe one day that will come out. It will crack you up. Oh, God, that's good.
And also, didn't we have someone a while back asking for prices on the weapon systems?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was a brilliant one.
That was awesome. That was a real Egyptian general. The guy was, remember we checked his IP and he went right back to the Egyptian
military. Yeah, he was. He was a government guy, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he wanted the pricing on...
the price list.
Yeah, the price list, and he wanted tech specs on whether it was compatible with three or two at once or... Oh God, that was classic.
Yeah, it was a thread on some.
We stopped selling anti-satellite weapon systems a few weeks back, so he lost out by a couple of days.
Well, we're out of stock, which is the issue. Just...
Can't get production. God.
All right, we've got one from Xeros, something like that. Xeros.
Xeros.
Simon, you should do your favorite threads in Member of the Week or something like that. Well, I don't really have a favorite threads of Member of the Week. I'd like to stick to the top five threads. I usually cruise through them when I'm not sitting back and handling all the complaints and funny emails that Springer and Skeptic send my way. So,
or the complaints we inspire.
Yeah. I don't really have favorite threads and favorite members, but, you know, based on the roots of ATS, I tend to stick to the Area 51 forum as well as the projects, the weaponry forums. And, of course, board business, but, you know, our members are so awesome. They usually tend to answer all the questions that are directed to the mods before we even see them. So, yeah, I think that handles that one. Yeah, we'll keep the thread open. I'm, you know, next time we do a podcast, hopefully get quite a few more on there.
2012 or earlier for sure.
We're still going to be alive in 2012?
Ding! Well, apparently if you follow the Mayan calendar, we have up until December 11th, 2012.
Is that the day?
That's at midnight, December 11th, 2012 is, that's it.
The Mayan calendar
ends.
No,
I think
ends.
December 11th or 12th is my anniversary, so.
Well, there you go.
Girlfriend's going to be happy about that.
Now, what's happening in the business office?
And in the business office, actually something truly happened that expressed itself on the site. Can you believe it, Bill?
What's that?
Christopher Kit Green. We now have a real, genuine pedigree expert on our team. This guy is world-class. We talked about him a little in previous reviews, but I finally got the okay to make it official and bring it. And I think that, you know, looking at AboveTopSecret.com, it started as a young man's idea of just the subject he was interested in, Simon Gray, who's with us today, and has grown to what it is today. And now looking, you know, down that mystical road that is the future, it really is amazing to me that we can attract someone like Dr. Christopher Kit Green to the point that he actually gives us permission to publicly announce that, you know, he's with us. I mean, can you imagine? It fogs my brain that a guy like that is, you know, going to actually lend his name to a website that talks about the stuff that we talk about.
Can you imagine someone like that allowing some of the other conspiracy sites to publicly announce such a thing?
Not a chance.
So why are we special? I mean, what makes us different?
What makes us special? We have some of the best damn members in the world. Simple as that.
Got that.
You know, our people aren't just the crazy people who spout off ideas. I mean, we do have them. I love you guys as well. But we have some really very well-educated, very, you know, critical thinking members and visitors. We know how to, you know, come up with a hypothesis, work it out, lay it out, you know, for everyone to see. And it attracts people. It attracts attention from, you know, people like Dr. Green. This guy is, you know, top neurosurgeon. Is a neurosurgeon? He's a neuroscientist anyway. He's one of the big guys in his field. You know, the people like him respect us for the down the line hard work we do, what we're trying to get at, you know, deny ignorance. And, you know, he respects that, and that's brilliant.
Well, and also our staff. I mean, we cannot say enough about the staff. I mean, that's a huge part. The moderation, the demanded civility, and you know, well, that's you, Skeptic Over, or community director. I mean, how'd you do that?
It's careful selection of the people that we bring into the fold. And then just making it clear to them the kind of community that we want to have, and I think that's our secret sauce. That's what makes us different. Is we've aspired to higher standards than any other discussion board out there. We crack down on the crap faster than anyone else, and people of quality and people who care and want to do something that could ultimately maybe contribute to making a difference end up gravitating to that kind of environment.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the typical discussion board, and you know, out of 300 posts, 295 of them are emoticons or up yours or God knows what. And time and time again, I've read on AboveTopSecret.com, people who recently joined, I'm just amazed at the quality of information. You know, not just the quantity, but the quality.
Yeah, and if you look at boards that are ahead of us, and even in some cases well ahead of us on big boards, and there's a number of boards that are just well ahead of us. Some, you know, in areas close to our genre in political discussion, and others just way far away in video games and things like that. But even very active boards that have well defined topics, there's just so many posts that are just crap, like Mark said. where it's just, you know, individual threads could have maybe 10 posts of something that matters, and then 100 posts of just Me Too crap that we tend to delete as soon as we see. And if we allowed that, then, yeah, we'd probably be in the top 10 of as many posts as those other sites. But, you know, we demand quality.
Yeah, I think something that's a good sort of point Skeptic mentioned. We probably are definitely in the top 10 best boards on the internet right now. Obviously, a lot of these, like we use big boards to gauge our sort of ranking. A lot of the big ones who have lots more posts than us, a lot more activity, one thing they tend to do is they allow anonymous posters who can just come along, they can flame, they can bait, they can put their thumbs up emoticons on there, say, you know, I don't like your answer, get the hell out of here. And that goes towards their ranking. And, you know, it just doesn't add anything to the conversation. Whereas, we know, we carefully monitor and make sure everyone's acting, hopefully in a civil manner, you know, putting forth something worthwhile that everyone wants to see. And that's where we stand out. We stand out a huge amount compared to everywhere else.
There's a thread that was started by a very, very good and up-and-coming member, Semper Fortis, who's also involved in the human brain experiment study and the research thing for him. And it's called Getting the Last Word. And I just wanted to briefly touch on that because it really does, you know, speak to what we're discussing right now. And that's one of the big things Above Top Secret does differently is with anonymous. Great point about anonymous posters, Simon, because if we allowed that, we would, I mean, within 2 months, we'd have a tremendous number of posts that really would add nothing. And part of the psychology, I think, of what Skeptic Overlord has managed to instill in this community is, you know, topical focus, not personality focus. And most of these anonymous posters, they jump in for one reason and one reason only, and that's to get a dig at the, you know, author of the threat, nine times out of ten. And, you know, that topical focus is really the point, isn't it? I mean, do we really care what somebody else thinks about somebody else's mother? I mean, Christ almighty.
Yes, and I think the topical focus has resulted in the other thing, sort of the number two point, and we see it right in Semper Fortis. Great example. Can you think back to when we first saw him posting that when you saw a new political thread from him, you groaned?
Yes.
Oh, no. But I think because of our approach, we're seeing people like him, other members like him, I don't want to single him out because this happens a lot, where they are evolving. We're seeing a progression of really people who are really intensely on one side of the debate spend some time on ATS, and while they may still remain staunchly on their side of the debate, they become much more open to listening to the other side.
Yes.
And we're definitely seeing that in him, and there's a lot of other intensely political members we're seeing that in. And I think that's where the topical focus leads you, is when you stop focusing on critiquing the person who's saying something and focus on critiquing what he's saying, then that's when the magic happens.
Absolutely. And if you look back through my early posts on this board and look at me today, there's two different people. I mean, it astounds me. Changes I've gone through since joining BuffTopSecret.com. It's true. I mean, there's no denying it. There you have it.
What about one of my favorite all-time ATS moments is when you first became a super moderator and were able to see some of the early complaint threads about you and some of the early moderator discussions about you.
Yeah, we learned how to fix that down the line, didn't we?
I loved it.
And you called me and said, what the hell is this?
So, wow. Dude, I called you and said, this is beautiful.
But yeah, that's another fine example of the evolution of how someone changes.
Absolutely.
So where do you guys think that's going to bring us? Let's say in the next 3 years, we've had 3 years of some phenomenal growth. What kind of growth? I mean, are we going to stay discussion board for the next 3 years, or is it time to branch out?
Well, I don't know. I think we'll be branching out, but you know, at its core, we're still a discussion board. That's how we attract our members. It's at the moment, it's primarily the means whereby people like Kit Green find us, come to know us. You know, as long as we can keep attracting really respectable people to ATS for the first time. Hopefully we can branch out and attract a whole lot more. But yeah, I think there's big things ahead for ATS, and I'd love to see where it takes us.
Well, one thing for sure, that an angle that we are exploring fairly intensely is Above Top Secret's involvement in real-world, genuine scientific study of the phenomenon that we discuss. And that's kind of where Dr. Green rolls into the fold. And an extension from that, we hope, will be that if your theory, your, you know, book, your whatever, isn't on AboveTopSecret.com, then it just really doesn't have traction yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the things we've speculated about behind the scenes. And yeah, I agree, Simon. This needs to be, we need to stay true to the core of what caused us to become what we are today. And then if we can find, if we can remaster that secret sauce to apply it to other things, like branching out into possibly radio, hopefully satellite radio. I think there's some potential there. And even publishing and finding a way to translate the brilliance that our members bring to the site into books or magazines, I think is another possibility for the next interesting step of Above Top Secret.
Yeah, well, I definitely agree with you. It's going to be radio and obviously printed works is obviously where we're hopefully going to be moving into. In the future, and we, you know, probably definitely will. I don't see it as anything that's not going to happen for ATS. We're just going to keep growing and growing, and you know, we'll stick by it and hope for the best.
So Springer, we have Kit Green, Christopher Green, now really involved in helping us along those lines. What other areas of topical interest can you see us attracting similarly credentialed experts?
Well, I mean, obviously, the aliens and UFOs, there's something out there. I haven't figured out what it is yet, and I certainly haven't figured out who it is yet. You know, there's so much noise in that field, and there's so much crap, just hoaxing, pure bullshit, that it's going to take a wide rake to clean through. But
it's easily 80% to 85% crap that's out there in the entire UFO universe.
In that 15%, or even, you know, realistically maybe only 10%, I think that, you know, the general acceptance of just discussing the subject has grown enough now to where you're not looked at as a complete lunatic around the water cooler at the office anymore if you mention the word aliens or UFOs. And I think that
How long has it been since you've gone to an office?
Well, excluding your world. No, seriously, there's something out there, and the fact that people like Kit Green, Dr. Christopher Green, have a remote interest in that subject at all, and that inspires me. I mean, here's a guy that was way up in the government. Absolutely could find no clue of the big government cover-up that certain people have run with for 20 years selling books and DVDs, but he's still fascinated, and it's because of the credible witness testimonies. And I think, I'm not sure yet, it'll come to me, I hope, but, you know, there's something there that we can really, I think, make a great move via this discussion board and the alliances and the associations that we're creating into getting that into a direction that makes at least a little bit of sense, you know, and maybe some discovery, you know, is potentially out there, maybe not.
Yeah, just leading off from that, another good thing about Dr. Green is that while it may not touch upon aliens and UFOs, we do have a lot of more hardcore, weirder subjects, but something he is obviously looking into. I mean, this guy worked for the CIA, so he's, you know, top-notch. He's up there working with all the big government departments. Something that is a big interest on ATS is mind control, whether the government's, you know, playing around with it. And, you know, all the fans of MKUltra and who've been researching that, looking into that, this is something that Christopher Green is studying and looking into, and hopefully we'll get some information on that onto the website soon as well.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think some experts along those lines would really be nice, because I tend to think that we do have a lot of mind control, but not in the typical conspiracy theory means that we've seen, where there's brainwaves being altered through external signals, but just a myriad of subtleties that begin with the education system and end with the media is resulting in some incredibly effective mind control. I need the sound of crickets right now. One area I'd like to see us get some experts is, as you can imagine, if there are any experts that can match Christopher Green, is in modern conspiracy theory, and I guess 9/11 would be included in that. There's just, I think we're seeing that entire genre evolve to almost the same category as UFOs, where there's just so much crap. And there's people purposefully shoveling crap at each other that it's really hard to tell where the real efforts of finding the truth are coming from anymore.
Yeah, I think that's another reason why ATS has shifted. I mean, what I think you spoke about the stats a couple of weeks ago, how aliens and UFOs are still one of the top forms, but one of the reasons why all the 757 hit the Pentagon, all the holograms into the World Trade Center, why it came down, why World Trade Center 7, you know, came down like a controlled demolition, the reason they're extremely popular is because people are taking the time and effort to research these things, speak to the experts, and put some amazing posts onto the website. You know, this stuff, it's not all speculation and conjecture. They're putting, you know, facts onto the website, technical details, where people can say, hey, this, you know, that's not right, and I can prove it. Whereas with aliens and UFOs and all that sort of stuff, it's conjecture. People can guess, but that's it. They can't say anything concrete, and it's, you know, it's falling by the wayside. People are realizing, you know, it's crap. Whereas with a lot of the current modern-day government conspiracies, government cover-ups, you know, political scandals, people are taking the time to research it, look into it, and we're getting a whole new crowd of visitors for a completely different reason. It's still, you know, to the core, what ATS stands for, it's just slightly different subject, and I think that's brilliant. We're attracting a whole new crowd of people, and, you know, we're helping to solve conspiracies, maybe not solve them and get them, you know, 100% proved, but we're getting a long way there, up into the 90%, I'd like to think.
I think one big important factor is that through the mainstreamism, if you will, of AboveTopSecret.com, if nothing else, we're getting a whole lot of people interested in the questions. And I think until you start asking the questions, you know, you're just going to buy whatever's offered to you on the 6 o'clock news. And that's where, you know, wow, you can really get lost if you stay in that realm.
Yeah, and that's just it. That's where the skeptic nature of my name comes from, is not necessarily a skepticism of conspiracy theories, but a skepticism of everything. And you need to have a healthy dose of that to be skeptical of not only the evening news, but also be skeptical of the people who are out there selling conspiracy theories and who are trying to make a buck on conspiracy theories. And that's another area I think where we stand out, is that we embrace discussion of everything and don't necessarily find one topic to sell and try to make a buck from.
AboveTopSecret.com.
You know, I wanted to bring up, Skeptic Overlord mentioned this morning, we were setting this up, that we've got a new thread up. I think it was today. No, actually, it's been around for a few days. From Rossobasi 420, man charged with assault for criticizing Cheney. I mean, this is amazing. You know, it starts off, quoted from an external source, which progressive.org magazine, I guess. I didn't even know he was in town, Howard says. This is the guy who was charged. He was walking through the area shaking hands. Initially, I walked past him. Then I said to myself, I can't in good conscience let this opportunity pass by. So I approached him. I got about 2 feet away, and I said in a very calm tone of voice, your policies in Iraq are reprehensible. And then I walked away. But the Secret Service did not take kindly to his comment. Unbelievable. I mean, have you guys heard anything at all about this in the news?
There's been nothing in mainstream media that I can find. And Simon, you haven't found anything either, have you?
Yeah, that's right. I spent about 10 minutes searching for anything about this. And there's nothing on the mainstream news websites that I could come across in either the U.S. section, the international section, international versions of websites. I couldn't find a single thing. So this is news to me. And as usual, it spawns on ATS First.
And the person involved here has filed suit against the Vice President and the Secret Service. He has put in an official claim from the law offices of Kilmer, Lane, and Newman out of Denver, Colorado. And some of the specific wording that you are reading there, Springer, came from the claim for relief that was filed. And this is a legal document that has indeed been filed. So the law firm is satisfied with this complaint and story. So if you put false statements in a document like this, you're in deep trouble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you are up to your eyeballs. This is something that I just can't. It just goes beyond my imagination that this administration, just the whole attitude of the executive branch of our government right now is just beyond the pale. I mean, to think these guys can actually harass a citizen like that for what, you know, exercising his constitutional right of free speech just blows my mind. They must truly believe they're bulletproof.
Well, the harassment is rather extreme, I think. I mean, what happened was is he showed disagreement when he was close to the vice president. And the Secret Service sought him out in the shopping mall later, detained him in public view, separated him from his young son for 3 hours while he was questioned. And that's for just saying something like that. That's incredibly extreme.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they call that assault. It's just, you know, if that doesn't speak to the trouble we're in, I don't know what does.
Yeah, I mean, this whole event is just stupid. I was reading the... I think it was progressive.org. I think it was a blog, but it may have been a story. But nonetheless, the Secret Service said, we'll call social services before that could happen to Sun Ran off. So I think it was just intimidation. They want people to be afraid. And that is stupid. Then to charge him, you know, arrest this guy, take him to jail. It was reduced to harassment, but it's still crap. It's amazing this kind of stuff can happen.
Yeah, it is pure intimidation. It is the attempt to quash dissension by brute force, and it just doesn't work. It never will.
So are they coming after us?
God, it's amazing they haven't already. Wait a minute, what's that?
Yeah. Oh no. What's that helicopter?
Nobody's here.
Goodbye, guys.
Almost taking my coffee.
Whiskey Tango Delta, that's right.
Oh God. Hey guys, it has been great.
Yeah, this is a blast. We need to do this more often.
Yeah, at least once every 3 years.
You're right.
Guys, it's been a lot of fun. You know, thanks for finally getting me on. I don't know why the hell I haven't done it before. I think it's because you guys get on so early and I'm always asleep. But
That time zone thing is a bitch.
Yeah,
time zones are a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that whole orbiting solar thing really screws us up. I mean,
I got my orbital weapons platform above my house right now. After we sold them to Google Earth, I rented one back for a little bit. So
nice, good.
Yeah, I may need to borrow them. I got a couple of helicopters that are suspiciously close.
Simon's not going to be line of sight. He's not that high, so it's too bad.
Wait a minute, we have the technology.
Yes, we just need a few more orbital weapons platforms. We'll be all set.
Perfect. Well, guys, have a great one. And who's going to take us out?
I think we need to give this honor to Simon.
I think we do.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much for that. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the very first 3 out of 3 Amigos podcast. Definitely not the last. I'll be back pretty soon. But in the meantime, have a good evening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.
This has been an official podcast for the world's largest conspiracy theory and alternative topics discussion board above topsecret.com. Had there been an actual conspiracy emergency, you would have been instructed on where to go, who to tell, what to say, and how to function in your daily life without dreaded feelings of overwhelming paranoia. For more podcasts and the best conspiracy discussion, deny ignorance, and visit abovetopsecret.com.
Simon Gray and that skeptic, they're the same person. I just know it. No, I don't believe it. Not after this. No, they're the same person. I just know it. No, it's not. I'm not going to buy it. No, I don't take it anymore. No, I'm not going to take it. No, turn it off. Stop the brainwaves. Stop it. Stop it. Get out of my head. Stop the voices. Now, I'm telling you. Stop it.